broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Scott, we can't hear anything on the radio. We can barely hear Angie in the background, but we can't hear anything on the radio.
Okay. I was muted.
That's better. I can hear you now.
Yeah, taking the mute button off helps.
Yeah, and we can only hear Angie just like barely, but we couldn't even hear you at all.
I had the mute button on.
We were testing earlier.
So you might want to just start all over again.
We'll do that.
All right, thanks.
All right. You know, that was interesting. What happened, I should have known because the levels were not moving up here on the screen, and I should have known my microphone was not on. But now, let's start the show over again.
That's what happens when you tell me to mute your mic, because I don't know to unmute it unless you tell me to unmute it.
Well, it never even dawned on me that was... Well, at least we only got 3 minutes into the show before that became a problem. All right, off we go here. They can't hear you. Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Can't we set that other mic
Well, we... Well, I think they heard you last week, okay. Well, we'll keep working on this. Let's see if they can hear you when you talk into this mic. Now talk about the dogs again. By the way, we are live here. It is Friday night. That's pretty much all I said, and that we have two dogs in the studio. We didn't miss much there. Missed my terrific intro.
Okay. Yeah, I was just talking about my dogs. They wanted to come with me today.
Now, could people hear Angie better there? Let's check it out. All right. Go ahead,
Scott, I can hear you good, but I could just barely make Angie out at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to try her on a different...
Now she's... Let's see. I think she's sounding a little better.
Yeah, I'm going to try something here. Hold on a second. I'm going to do that. That mic tends to be a little more sensitive for some reason. So I'm going to... Can you still hear me okay here, John?
Yeah, I can hear you. It sounds like you're talking in the distance.
Must be something with this mic.
Yeah. I would say it would be the mic.
All right, so let's just put this mic in the middle. How does that sound, John?
That sounds better, okay. Scott.
We'll go with that. Thanks, John.
All right, bye.
Mic troubles reign supreme.
Well, I just think we did better with that one bigger mic.
The problem is, if we use that, we can't use the telephone interface.
Oh.
So it becomes an issue.
Can't you order something online?
There's probably some kind of converter. I just haven't got that deep yet. But here we are on a Friday night. If you can hear us both now, call in and let us know. We know there are people out there listening. Thank goodness. 740-751-4038. How does this sound? How does this conversation sound now? And talk about the dogs. That way people can hear you. We have the dogs in the studio.
Okay. Yeah, my dogs, they love Scott. So if they know I'm coming over, they like to come with me. So this is the first time I ever brought them over on a Friday night, though. So I'm sure they'll do okay. But you might hear a collar rattling in the background because... They like to sit on laps.
So how does Angie and I sound now? John, how's that? Everything sounding good now? Jeannie, we sounding good out there? Pastor, hopefully we're sounding good.
I think Mom said she can hear us both.
All right. Well,
we're sharing a mic again.
Well, one of the problems is in this home office, which is one thing I'm going to have to change if I'm going to make this a permanent fixture, is that we're sitting so close together that in the studio we don't. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, both of you are sounding real good.
You know what we were doing there, Pastor? We were going back to the days of silent radio.
Hey, forget about silent movies. It was silent radio.
Silent radio. That's how they used to do it back in the 20s. They were all into silent radio in those days.
Yeah, both of you are sounding real good.
Well, hey, Pastor, I want to remind people that while Glenn is on vacation, you're hosting Swap Shop on Thursdays from 12 to 1. How'd that go yesterday?
I thought it went real well. I had two different callers call in with things to sell, and I had two different callers call in that they needed something, were looking for something. So altogether, we had four callers.
Perfect. And spring is upon us. And I also want to mention, we've been running the spot, but your show on Sunday morning, Study His Word, has moved to 9:15 in the morning. And that change took effect, I think, last week. How's that working?
It's working out really good. And I've gotten several emails from people that listen to both night and... they mentioned things about Sunday morning, and so the time change seems to be working fine.
Good. What's on the agenda for Sunday?
This Sunday, we're going to do part three of a series that I'm doing for Easter, and it's statements that Jesus made from the cross. So it'll be part three of a four-part series.
Quotes that Jesus gave while he was on the cross.
Yes.
Very interesting. Now, do you have anything planned for Easter, or are we going to repeat a show on Easter Sunday?
Easter Sunday, since my salary is the same, whether it's a holiday or not, I'll be in the studio Easter Sunday doing the final part of the series, and then I'll be back out of the studio real quick and get to my church for Easter Sunday services.
Perfect. And Easter Sunday is the 17th, so a week from today. Good to hear from you, Pastor. Take care.
Thank you. Take care, too.
Pastor Craig, every Sunday morning here, 9:15 a.m., and he's also a part of the Live at 5 show with no name every Wednesday from 5:15 until 6 p.m., and hosting Swap Shop while Glenn is out on Thursdays from 12:15 until 1. So there you go. So now tell people again about the dogs, because that part probably got deleted off. Oh, the calls are pouring tonight. Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
You sound great now, guys. The first 5 minutes was kind of weird. I thought I heard Angie mumbling, and I wasn't sure what was going on. But
I had my mic muted. I didn't realize I had the mic muted.
I know some people I'd like to mute permanently.
Yeah, I understand a few of those people myself. Now,
one of them in particular, but not you. I can think of. I'm sure you could think of some also.
I certainly can. Now, how's your... you don't sound like you're on the exercise equipment tonight.
No, I'm driving the car. No, I finished the gym, and I'm driving my vehicle. Also known as the annex, the Marion Southside Annex temporary mail delivery vehicle.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I did notice that earlier. But that's, you know, that's good. I hear the post people have a rough time nowadays, so you're taking it off their shoulders.
I just didn't hear the beep on the air, though. I was kind of wanting to hear that, delayed about 10 seconds, but there was no beep. But I beeped like 3 times. You must have heard the beep.
I heard the beep, but the house is well insulated. We got good windows.
Oh. Okay, well, that's always good. Yeah, the dogs, Angie, they're awfully quiet. Are they they're like Basenjis. Basenjis don't bark. They're not the kind of breed that barks a lot, I presume. I don't hear any dogs. I mean, they're very quiet.
Well, they're both sitting on my lap at the moment.
Okay. What breed are they?
So, they're both Chihuahua mixes. They're yippy dogs.
Yeah, Chihuahuas, they make a high-pitched bark. I mean, they're...
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they tend to be a little restless. And what if they have to go to the bathroom, though? Are you going to do that, like, at 9 o'clock, or what's the plan for that?
They do pretty good. They like to cuddle, so they're really cuddly. They like to just sit on your lap.
Yeah, Chihuahuas are like pit bulls. I mean, they get a reputation, and they, you know, Chihuahuas are more likely to bite you than a pit bull anyway. Most pits are very, very mellow. They're strong, but they're sweet. And, you know, some Chihuahuas I've met, they're mean, but some are just so sweet they wouldn't hurt anybody. But, you know, they can be a little high strung, so they tend to make some noise, but I guess in some cases they'll be quiet. They must know you're on the air. They're very smart, so they obviously know something's going on. They see the microphone, etc.
Yeah, my one dog, she's kind of afraid of the microphone, so.
Oh, she's not. She doesn't think it's a bone. She's not trying to eat it or anything, right? Because it looks a little like a bone.
No, I don't think she's going to eat anything.
Yeah, so I didn't know you were. Are you a dog person, Scott? I never really thought of you as a man who would have a pet. You don't seem like a pet person.
No, I don't want any pets on my own. That's a lot of time. But no, I do like these two dogs. To be honest with you, I'm not a fan of all dogs, because some dogs can be very difficult. But these dogs have always been easy to get along with, and they're kind of curious dogs. They're interested in everything, and they really don't bark a whole lot, so I like them.
Think of you as, you know, maybe having a fish tank or something, you know, having an aquarium with tropical fish. I kind of think of you maybe of doing that, but you're not a man to be out walking his dog. I don't kind of fix you.
I never liked cleaning the fish tanks.
Yeah, Angie seems kind of like a dog person.
I'm definitely a dog person.
So you brought the two Chihuahuas all the way from Caledonia in the car?
Oh, yeah. They love to ride in the car, and they love to go through the drive-thrus.
That's intriguing. I mean, it's just like taking a bath. A lot of dogs hate it. A lot of dogs like it. And a lot of dogs get antsy in the car. So I'm glad they're well-behaved because, you know, Chihuahuas, they come in all personalities. I've met really mean ones, and I met ones that are sweet and wouldn't hurt anybody. And same with pit bulls. It's just how they're trained, how their lineage. And they're awfully quiet. I can't even hear them breathing. I mean, you must have them very quiet.
Well, they're not like Terry. They don't breathe heavy into the microphones.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that would be the reason. They probably don't eat as much as Terry, or eat as much as I do. I mean, I could out-eat Terry any day.
Oh, now, is that a challenge? I'd love to see you and Terry go toe-to-toe. That could be a whole program in and of itself.
Yeah. I mean, when I've seen him at the Hong Kong buffet, I mean, both of us get our money's worth, but don't let my size fool you. Don't let the 170-pound body fool you. I get my money's worth.
Yeah, but the judge would have to, like, look at both of your shirts when it's over and see what didn't make it in the mouth.
I'd make sure that it all goes, in the proper receptacle.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I'm gonna have some more coffee, and I guess I'll be listening. And if I get bored, I'll call back.
All right, call back. Thanks, Adam. Bye bye.
Okay, bye bye, guys.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. When I was going off the air today, we had a Family Feud question. I said I'd give the answer tonight, but I'm going to let it hang out there for a minute and see if anybody actually gets the answer. The question was, name famous rivalries between brands. Now, number one was Coke versus Pepsi. Number two was McDonald's versus Burger King. And number three was Microsoft versus Apple. Now, I said the fourth one was a comic book rivalry. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. So we got Coke versus Pepsi, McDonald's versus Burger King, and Microsoft versus Apple. What is number four?
He won't even let me look at the answer.
Trying to look over my shoulder. Okay. Do you prefer Coke versus Pepsi?
Pepsi.
I'll show the dogs. There you go, puppy. There you go, Houston. They know now. Pepsi. McDonald's versus Burger King.
McDonald's.
Microsoft versus Apple.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I have an Apple phone.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you talking about Marvel versus DC?
What was the first one?
Marvel.
Marvel versus DC. Now, fill me in on this. That's what it was. But why is that a rivalry?
Because they each want to be number one.
Right, but I mean, who does, what's the big comic book for Marvel? What's the big comic book for DC?
I really couldn't tell you what the big ones are now. I mean, it used to be, DC was like Superman, and Marvel comic was Spider-Man.
Now, who was Batman with? Because I imagine Batman was bigger than Spider-Man.
Batman was DC.
DC, so Batman was with Superman.
Yeah. Don't you remember watching the cartoon, the Hall of Super Friends that they had back in the 70s? You remember that cartoon?
I do remember that. Incredible Hulk was on that and Captain America.
Yeah, they weren't on there all the time. The main ones were Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, and Aquaman. Those were the four main ones that were always there. And then they'd bring in other superheroes every now and again.
Did you ever get your washer and dryer hooked up?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. Perfect. So you're washing clothes again.
Yep.
That's a plus. Well, hey, thanks for getting the answer and calling in.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to ask you, too, and I can't remember what it is now.
Well, if it comes to you in the next 2 hours, give us a buzz back.
Yeah, I will. All right, then.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, anything on, that was it. Marvel versus DC is number four. What are you doing, taking selfies?
I was trying to take a picture of the dog sitting on my lap.
She didn't want to take that picture.
No, she's afraid of the phone.
That's a terrible thing. Okay, we're done with this thing now. We got that. Which do you prefer, Marvel or DC?
I honestly never knew there was a difference.
Well, I was talking about Gallagher's earlier, and your mom, Jeannie, nicely sent this along. That the Center Street side was the drugstore. Main Street side was a restaurant. Lunch counter and booths could walk through from side to the other. Later years, Sutton and Leitner had the same location. So it's where Sutton and Leitner was. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I was going to tell Angie we have a little American Eskimo Spitz dog. And that dog loves riding in the car. Anytime the car's going out, if she can go, she wants to go.
Oh, yeah. My dogs love riding in the car.
Yeah, and she loves riding in the car. And she can go in the Rural King and get treats. And and she can go in the bank that we go to and get dog bones, and we take her in the Lowe's, and any place where she's allowed in, she goes right in.
Aw. I don't take my dogs in anywhere, because I don't know if I trust them that much around, like, people. I don't know. I don't know what they would do. My one dog, she is kind of yippy. I mean, she's not yippy right now, but right. When she sees other dogs, she yips. Like, she barks. It's like she's very tiny. She's only, like, maybe 9-10 pounds. But she is... She thinks she's almighty. So, yeah.
Lucy weighs about 27 pounds, but she's good around people now, and she's good around other dogs. She likes to go up to them and see them, but which you have to be careful about that if you don't know the dog. But all in all, she's pretty good with people, Angie.
Oh, well, that's good.
Now, did you name her after Lucille Ball?
You know, Scott, I don't really remember why.
She was
a rescue dog, and that was her name when we got her, Lucy.
I thought maybe she had red hair or something.
Nope.
No, her hair's white.
Well, Lucy thinks Lucille Ball had white hair, but that's a whole another discussion.
Yeah.
So. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. She's on the hunt for food now. She left the room.
I was going to say, she probably... Did you put the trash up?
she will go
eat the trash.
I had the bag.
She's a trash digger.
Yeah, she'll eat anything, that little dog.
Is your trash bag out?
Well, you were the last one in there.
Well, she's probably getting into the trash.
I don't know if there's any loose food in it, though. No, she didn't find anything. She's back. All right, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. And we just went through Gallagher's there. My question this morning was, where did people used to hang out in Marion? And Gallagher's always comes up as a popular place, and I don't know why. There was a time when the roller rink was a very popular place. There was a time when Crystal Lake was a very popular place. It's almost which era did you come from?
So what do you think people do in Marion now for fun?
Cell phones.
You don't think they have any fun in Marion?
No, well, I think
there's bowling. People go bowling.
You can have fun, but the problem is people don't. I mean, the roller rink is still open. The bowling alleys are still open. Golf course. I don't think we had a miniature golf course when I was growing up in town. That came when I was about 15 or 16.
I've never been out there. Have you?
No, but it's there. I know they have paintball and all kinds of stuff now, but it seems as if people really don't care. Have you ever noticed parks are not busy anymore? When I used to, in the summer, if I would drive by a park, there were always kids and adults and people in the park.
Well, I don't know about that. I think kids still want to go to the park.
Well, I've never seen it.
I don't know about
that. There
were
always people out playing basketball over at Garfield Park. Garfield was the one I always drove by.
I think people still do that. It's just been winter, so you haven't noticed anything lately.
So, next Friday will be the last fish fry.
Oh.
I think. Next Friday's Good Friday.
Oh, well, maybe next Friday I can run in and get you some fish.
I like fish. I'm a fish person.
You just have to remind me, and I'll get pizza, and you can get fish.
I like fish. Fish and chips, to me, is a good dinner. Although, last time I went to a certain place here in town, it was not the experience I had always had it to be.
I'm having trouble eating fried foods. My stomach does not like fried foods right now.
But I'll tell you, other than pizza right now, it seems like every restaurant's on the fritz. I mean, I had a bad experience this morning with a blueberry muffin. I had a bad experience with an omelet last week. I had a bad experience with...
What was wrong with your omelet?
It just wasn't like it normally was, and neither were the fries. The fries were like regular fries. Normally, they're like home fries.
Well, I thought you wanted regular fries.
No, potato wedges is what they normally look like.
Oh, not from Bob Evans. I've never seen potato wedges from Bob Evans.
Well, that's how I remember it.
I think you're remembering wrong.
And then that ice cream place where I got the Blizzard, which was not
a
Blizzard.
That was a little disappointing.
And where the other day did I go that I thought was kind of rinky-dink? Something was good. And I've never had a bad experience at that place. Where was it? Gosh, it's on the top of my tip of my tongue.
Was I with you?
I thought so. Just seems like every fast food place, except the pizza places right now, don't seem to be functioning very well.
We had subs from Penn Station. When was that? Those were good.
But a little burnt. That was
yeah,
it.
That was it. Yeah. Which I have never had burnt bread from Penn Station.
I mean, you said you had an experience in Delaware last week that was not good.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the worst.
And this is within like a 2-week period all this bad stuff has happened. I mean, I don't know what's going. We went with pizza tonight, which is safe, and it was good, and it was fine. But it seems like every place I go lately and try to get food is not, there's something wrong.
The Little Caesars has been having issues.
But see, I don't think it's about the staffing. Because
I think it's the staffing. I don't think they have enough staff. Because when me and Allie ran in through there one time recently, and we waited in line for probably 15, 20 minutes, and then we got up to the window, and I said, "Do you guys have anything ready?" And there, he said, "No." He said, "It's just me and another guy working."
Well, that's staffing. But I'm talking about the food being ill-prepared. Because you've obviously got a cook in there. So I'm not sure why that's a staffing issue. Like if you burn the bread, or the omelet's not as good, or if the food's undercooked.
Oh, well, that day when I got the omelet, was that the day I got the turkey sandwich? And it was not good.
Right. See, this is how it was the other day. She was at my feet.
Well, she wants on your lap. Look at her.
There she goes. But, no, I mean, has anybody else had trouble with the restaurants? And I'm not trying to knock the restaurants here. I'm just saying there's something going on everywhere. I'm not singling out any one. I mean, it's quite a few. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. How have your restaurant experiences been?
I mean, well, last week my family went out to a restaurant, and we weren't in Marion. And it was just really weird because there was probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 of us. And we got there, and the guy he didn't even take our order. Like, I don't know. They put in an order for, say, an appetizer. He waited till the appetizer came out and then took all of our orders. I mean, we were at the restaurant for 2 hours.
That's a lot of time.
Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I took a break to get my coffee, then I fast-forwarded you about 5 minutes. Are you still doing that brand rivalry, or did somebody answer it?
Well, somebody did answer it, but let's see if you can get it.
I was thinking about beer, Bud Light, Miller Light. Those are really head-to-head.
Nope, not the beers, but a good guess.
Yeah, Microsoft and Apple, that's intriguing. Did somebody, like cars, Ford and Chevrolet, or Toyota and Honda, did somebody say those? Those are good answers.
Nope, not cars.
Okay, well, I kind of like Ford and Chevy or Toyota and Honda. I think Bud Light, Miller Light, that would be my number one answer. I mean, Coke and Pepsi is the most obvious. How about any radio stations? I can think of some that are rivals with us. Does anybody put radio or TV stations?
I don't know. Do you think we have a rivalry? I don't know that we have a rivalry.
I think due to some of the goings on and the New York Post and the New York News. I know this is before your time, but the Columbus Dispatch and the Columbus Citizen Journal, they were a rivalry when they both existed.
Well, we know who won that rivalry.
Yeah, I think of some answers, but what do you think, Angie? Do you think Bud Light and Miller Light is a good answer? You sound like someone who has a beer once in a while.
Well, I mean, it's a good. I would never think of beer because I guess I'm not a beer. I don't drink beer, so.
Okay, I'm a Miller Light guy, but Bud Light, if that's all they have, I'll drink it. Okay, well, those are my answers. Maybe they're a little too cerebral, but Getting, I mean, don't you have a Toyota and Scott has a Honda or the other way around?
I do have a Honda. Now, Adam, yeah. I want to get, because somebody has commented on this before about you saying too cerebral. Now, they pointed out to me now that if the answer is wrong, doesn't that mean you're not cerebral enough?
No, it just means they didn't think of something that required using a few brain cells because it was a little more out there. You know, I can be a little out there. You know, I'm a quirky intellectual type.
I'd say they were. I don't. Then I would call them quirky answers, not cerebral.
Yeah, quirky. Yeah, well, I mean, cerebral and quirky, I guess.
Because
kind of describes me.
Because these are polls. You know, not this isn't what one person answered. This is what several people answered.
I mean, you know, beer. That's, you know, everybody. People all walks of life drink beer. I certainly do. So, I mean, not now because I'm driving, but you know, during other times. Miller Lite and Bud Light to me, because, you know, Bud Light says in their commercials anything else is just a light.
Hey, were you a fan of Bobby Rydell?
Some of his stuff. I mean,
did you ever do Wild One at karaoke?
No, not Wild One. I'm wild enough, I think. I don't know.
Oh, it's a shame, because if you could rip out Wild One for us right now, we'd be all over this.
Bobby Lewis, I sing Tossing and Turning a lot.
Oh, give me a little Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night, thinking of you, and I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. It's not a hard song to do.
No, no. Since Bobby Rydell passed away this week, why don't you listen to Wild One on the YouTube there for a minute and see if you can give us a little line of it?
Yeah, I don't know enough of his music. You know, everybody knows Tossing and Turning. It's one of the biggest hits of all time. But you also talked to Brenda Lee. And I'm Sorry is a huge hit. She's a major superstar. Not just that Christmas song they overplay.
Yeah. Well, YouTube Wild One and get back with us.
And I know Wild World by, actually, Jimmy Cliff did it as well as Cat Stevens.
Did he die this week?
No, I'm not sure if Jimmy Cliff is alive. Oh. Cat Stevens, who's known as Yousef Islam, is alive.
When he passes away, we'll do tributes to him.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can do Elvis. We talked to Elvis's doctor, right?
I did talk to Elvis's doctor, yes.
And his so-called, was it grandson?
No, his son. I talked to his son. I talked to his doctor.
Yeah, sure,
I talked to his girlfriend.
Yeah. That guy's really his son, right? Isn't it a little controversial?
Yeah, that was controversial. I don't know if that interview is on the website or not, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I recall putting it on, or the webmaster put it on, and Jim Blason, President Harding's grandson.
Blessing, not Blason. Blessing.
It's Blessing. It's Blessing, B-L-A-E-S-A-N.
No, it's not Blessing. Trust me, I've talked to the man. If you do his obituary like that, he'll come kill you.
Okay, I believe you, but that's what I was thinking, because the spelling was a little different. Okay, I wasn't
totally sure. Search Wild One by Bobby Rydell and see if you can get it in the next...
Yeah, I'll see if I can...
All right, thanks, Adam.
How many answers are left for the Baron Brand?
Just one. Just one. We got three. We only got one.
No, I don't. I think Toyota and Honda are good answers, especially since he has a Toyota and you have a Honda.
They're good, but not the right one.
Okay, well, I tried, guys. See you later.
Thanks, Adam. Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open. I know somebody else was calling in there. I heard the beep. Now, remember, if it's just ringing, it means we're on the line with somebody else. So try back in, 740-751-4038. The whole Bobby Rydell thing has just depressed me immensely.
Yeah, Scott said that he was going to take me to a Watchmen concert.
He was still performing.
And then I just kind of had a chuckle when he sent me that he died. Not that I was laughing that he died, but...
No, but here's the story. About a month ago, and I was not a Bobby Rydell fan. I didn't know anything about Bobby Rydell, but we were watching a sitcom that Bobby Rydell guest starred on, and he sang the song Wild One, which was a good song. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going to see if I can get him on the show, because I knew he was still alive. All right, let's take the call here. All right, are you tossing and turning out there?
Tossing and turning. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. How are you doing? You going to serenade us with a song as well?
Oh, I don't sing. They pay me not to sing.
Now, how did you enjoy if you were on American Idol, which I know is back on now, how would you rate Adam's performance there?
Oh, I'd give him a good rating. Yeah, I'd give him a good rating. I enjoy Adam's singing.
Really?
I get a kick out of it. Yeah, I always like to watch his karaoke videos he posts on Facebook.
You're the one.
Yeah, I'm the only like on there, right?
That's right. The only like.
Pretty good. I was just going to chime in with a restaurant experience.
Oh, go ahead.
We went down southern Ohio to a little town of Somerset this past weekend and ate at a restaurant down there. And I'll tell you what, they just could not seem to get the service right. The kitchen evidently was running way behind. Anyways, from the time they took our order until the time we got our food, it took us an hour and 20 minutes.
Now, do you believe this is a personnel problem, or do you believe something is going on? Because I just cannot believe that it has to do with personnel every single place.
You know, it doesn't seem like it does. I just wonder, you got to wonder if maybe person they get, I don't know.
It's just strange. What I think has really happened, I think that a generation of people have either retired or went on to better jobs, because a lot of factory jobs opened up during the pandemic. A lot of higher paying jobs opened up in hospitals and places like that. And I think the managers and people who were running these restaurants went on, because restaurants were hurt because servers lived off their tips. And when you couldn't let people in the restaurants, I think people, those experienced servers who were living off that, moved on to new ventures. And I think the people they are replacing them with are kids. And this generation is the cell phone generation. They have no attention span. They've never cooked at home. They're a microwave generation. And I don't think it's going to get any better.
No, I don't foresee it getting any better either, unfortunately. And, you know, it's just too bad that people don't have the work ethic that that they used to have.
You know what's interesting, though? I don't want to down the kids, because I think they're much smarter in a way than some of the people they're replacing. But the social skills, which is what I have always worried about with cell phones, because people don't communicate with their voice. People will text. People will message. They don't have to have conversations. Well, that's okay, I guess, if you're out at dinner. But if you have to communicate for your money, you have to communicate to the cook to cook the food right. You have to communicate to the person you're waiting on, your manager, and you don't know how to do that. Or worse yet, if you're the manager and you can't communicate, it's going to cause a wreck. It's going to cause a mess.
It is, and so many times anymore, you go out and the waiter or waitress hardly makes eye contact with you, and I guess I'm just old-fashioned. I kind of like to carry on a little bit of a conversation with my waiter or waitress when I'm out. You know, I'm used to somebody friendly, ready to carry on not a drawn-out conversation, but just, you know, hi, how you doing today, you know, and they don't even acknowledge a hi, how you doing today.
But have you noticed that is starting to happen everywhere? I've noticed that any place I go that has any kind of contact with somebody or any type of receptionist or anything, if it's anything beyond the business you're there to do, they have no frame of reference and kind of have no, they're just, the art of communication, the art of small talk is gone.
Oh, it certainly is. Absolutely. And, of course, I worked for in retail for 13 years, and you make a little bit of a conversation. You don't just inundate the customer with questions, but you ask them how their day is going, and you're friendly and you're outgoing. And friendliness is something that's unfortunately going by the wayside. And the thing of it is it doesn't take too much effort to be a little bit friendly.
No, I mean, if somebody asks how your day, or what do you think of the weather, or you know, your hey, where'd you get that shirt? You know, they're just trying to make small talk. That's all that is. Have you had a busy day? They're not trying to pry into your life, which is what it seems, that's the reaction you seem to get from people now. They're just trying to have some small talk so you're not standing there in silence.
Exactly. Oh, I hate that. I hate silence.
Well, that's why we're in this business.
That's right. That's exactly it.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Of course, that was Nate Redman. He can be heard every Wednesday here on the station from 4 to 5, and then with Pastor Craig and Terry from 5 to 6 on Live at 5, the show with no name. What do you think? The art of conversation out the window? And if anybody else wants to weigh in 55 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. See, this is what went on the other day. Puppy was at my feet. And Houston was laying over in the chair.
Well, he's like half on a chair and half on your lap. He lays in the weirdest positions.
She heard her name, so she perked up there.
She perked up.
So what do you think of the service in restaurants? Conversation.
Conversation? Yeah, I don't think there is any.
Used to be.
Although I did walk into a local established restaurant that's been around for... since I can remember, and the lady, she's the owner, and she was making conversation with me, which I thought that was very nice.
Very interesting. Oops.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes and do the show. That shows me a lot.
Well,
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and a few more things we're going to get on into here in the